Be a part of the show. Text Bobby V on the UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680. Watch out now.
V-Show rolling along here on ESPN 680, 105.7. Very, very, very pleased to be joining, or having the great Russ Smith join us in studio right now. It's not every day you get a Louisville legend in studio joining Jeff Lysy Jr.
This is a fact. This is the one and only.
And not only that, he's not only coming in studio. It'd be an honor just to have you, but you come bearing gifts.
Always.
That's always the best.
I mean, we got Mr. and Mrs. Bourbon. So, I mean, take it away, Russ. What's the latest with you, man?
It's all been good, all been well. As you know, we're sponsoring the TBT tournament, so... we're distributed statewide in Kentucky, and lucky for us, there's two locations. We're playing at Freedom Hall. We're doing our regional there, but they also have the regional at Rupp, so we'll be getting served that in Rupp as well.
Oh yeah,
nice. But we just got back from the DMV, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia. So we're distributed up there, and now we're also in Tennessee. So we're expanding a bit, but we're also online, so people can order our products and it gets delivered directly to your house. So a Fantastic. Lot of good things have been happening. We got collaborations and partnerships on the horizon, so we're kind of rolling.
That's fantastic stuff, man. So yeah, the last time we had you in last year, we did a tasting. Very excited to do one again.
Right.
I said this that I'm not a bourbon expert, but I know a little something about it. Your rye bourbon was the smoothest rye I've ever had. I'm not being like hyperbolic when I say that, like just to blow smoke up your skirt. It was truly the smoothest rye I've ever had.
You're not the only one that thought that as well. We won an award for that. And I mean, they blind test 1,200 spirits, different spirits.
Wow.
And our rye came out victorious. We got a platinum mascot for that. So there's no gimmicks over here. I mean, they don't know. Nobody knew it was mine.
Yeah.
Right.
When we found out, they all wrote us and all the bourbon people. It was a good moment for me.
Now, like when you're – I don't want you to give away all your secrets and everything like that, but what makes Mr. and Mrs. Bourbon unique?
What makes it unique is that we're very close and hands-on with our partners who are blenders and distillers, and we keep it consistent so we don't switch up our mash bills too much. So our rye, including our single barrel and the one you see in front of you that got an award, same bill. Then we have weeded products that we fluctuate with, same mash bill, but we just fluctuate proof points. And then we have a high rye bourbon bill that I enjoy. It's very vanilla forward, butterscotch forward, same bill. And then we fluctuate that bill with different single barrels. So what we do is try to keep the same notes and try to keep it all pretty similar and not go off brand, because I don't want to put out anything that might be too spicy or too robust or too oaky. It'll kind of ruin the brand, so we're very consistent.
Now, Russ, you sound like a distiller, bro. Like, you sound like you're really in there. Like, I mean, you got it down, dog. Like, how long did it take, or was it something you were already, how long did it take for you to, like, learn the actual bourbon industry? Like, you can be a consumer of something, but to actually get into the business, did it take you a while, or
Man,
is it something that's coming natural?
I would say when it comes to, you know, with respect to a lot of the people in the industry that's been doing it for years and decades, I want to say that I'm pretty much a newbie in the industry, and I'm trying to learn every day I can. There's people who do this, you know, faithfully for decades, so I want to give my respects to them. But for me, I was in the industry for 8 years, 7 years, just shadowing, because that's all I could do, you know, at the time, because I was still juggling basketball. Having friends in the industry and those guys being really nice, helping me, basically showing me the way, helped me out a lot. And then, of course, you got to go home, you got to do your homework, and you got to, you know, read up on some stuff. You got to know what you want, and you also got to do a lot of M&R. So M&R consists of drinking products. So I'm trying different products, seeing what I'm liking, comparing prices, just all that stuff.
Now, it's cool to hear you say, like, for almost 8 years, you hid behind the shadows. So when was it time, like, when did it finally hit you? It was like, okay, I've learned enough to finally launch, like, get in this thing 2 foot forward and now seeing the things that you're doing. Like, when did it finally strike you to be like, okay, now's the time?
Man, honestly, I don't know. It kind of just happens, right? Like, it kind of just happens. Yeah. But I also thought that COVID was a pretty unique situation because not only was I injured, but nobody was going outside.
Yeah.
So, you figure in the whiskey industry, the liquor industry, a lot of people were going to the stores to buy their product. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, well, maybe if I drop during COVID, you know, and people are going shopping, you know, they can do a 2-for-1-er. You know, some people have two products that they always love, and then maybe they grab mine on the way. Which is why we released our blue label at $40 first. Like, I wanted it to be affordable for people. We weren't really making the greatest margins on that, but it was important that people had that label accessible and was able to try the product, and it worked out really well for us.
No, I gotta ask. I mean, you're now what, 10 plus years in the bourbon industry? Like, what's something?
I would say close to 10. You know, 8 give or take.
Close to 10. What's the number one thing you've learned?
The number one thing I've learned, man. God, so much. Well, I would say supply chain. That part, that's the most important part. I've made some mistakes, you know, as far as like scheduling, forecasting and stuff like that. But just really being cognizant of supply chain and not making the same mistake twice. You make the same mistake twice in this industry, it could really wreck you, like just not being on top of stuff. So myself, Ceci, our co-founder, and Sean, we really try to do a good job of staying on top of stuff. And with them too, they're keeping me at bay.
Yeah. So Russ, you've been on kind of like a tour across the country for the bourbon, but also a signing tour across the state. What has it been like getting the love and reception from the different parts of the state of Kentucky when you're going to sign both the TBT bottles, the original bottle, Mr. and Mrs., and all the different things like that?
It's amazing because what I try to do is, you know, I'm not so focused on, like, you know, selling the bourbon. It's more so just building the rapport within that industry. I'm meeting people that have 5,000 group bourbon clubs, 15,000 group bourbon clubs, and I'm able to share my story and how I got started, because these guys been around for the longest. Like, these guys, you know, been around, I guess, when MGP opened their first distillery, or Bardstown opened their first distillery, or these, or other small craft opened up. So these guys been around. So when they're asking me questions of, hey, how'd you get started? Like, what did you do different? Oh, here's what I did. Here's the mistakes I made. You know, it's like we're sharing stories. So that part has been really dope, and I think it's only spreading, I guess you could say, my narrative, like, you know, to more different corners of the world. And being outside the state of Kentucky, just getting the respect from every other state and everywhere we've touched. I mean, we landed in D.C. I hung out with Bill over at Jack Rose's, which is a big time bourbon bar, and Drew Colzevin of Willett. We made a connection, and next thing you know, we're in Jack Rose's, and one of the biggest bourbon places you can be in. So it's been great.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. And I know, just going into, are you still at this point of your bourbon story, are you still kind of like fighting for respect, or do you feel like you've established a name enough to where people recognize Mr. and Mrs. as a really good product?
No, I think the Mr. and Mrs. brand is truly dominant. I mean, it doesn't get more dominant than a face label. I mean, growing up also as a black man, you see Uncle Ben, you see Aunt Jemima on certain stuff, and you're like, oh, I know what that is.
Yeah.
You know, right? But then also you see Quaker Oats, I know what that is. You see a Papa John's. The face labels just stand out. So we're there already. But as far as like competing and getting the respect for me, I don't look at it like that so much, because I come from a competitive basketball background where every day you have to get up to work and compete. So I think it's just all a part of the process. But one of the things that I know is you just got to respect the game, respect the craft. Don't try to cut corners, and you know, the respect will come. But yeah.
Now, I know you've had the labels, right? You have the Louisville label. Where did that concept come from? Where did that idea kind of come from? And how have you kind of seen that grow?
Man, I just wanted to do something cool. I want to be innovative in this space. I want to be creative in this industry. I think that's where the value is at. You have a lot of companies that are much older, mm-hmm. and they stick to with what they know.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to try to come in this industry and do something that they do, right? Because then there's no difference.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I try to come in the industry, you know, still follow certain steps and pastimes, but also try to put my spin on it, make it fun, and which is why we're doing a bunch of amazing customs and custom labels, wedding labels, collaborations, partnerships. Like, I mean, right. full design. We want to get really intimate with who we're providing a service for instead of just, I guess, slapping somebody's name on the side of a label. So we're going to be pretty good in this space.
Russ Smith joining us in studio, talking a little bit about Mr. and Mrs. Bourbon, his bourbon chain. Now, how long has it been out for?
We've been on the market 3 years.
3 years, I was going to say. Yeah, I thought that sounded about right. Yeah.
So we're young.
No, I mean, still a baby in the business, like you said. But I work at a restaurant, and we just had a party of Centauri came in, you know, that owns Jim Beam and everything like that. And bourbon is so, I mean, as big as it is here, it might be even bigger in Asia.
Right.
And just from your experience playing all over the world, I mean, did you take any of those experiences? I mean, you tried all different, like, cuisines and flavors.
Absolutely.
And everything. How much did that go into
the process? I mean, I am myself the full experience, right? You can drop me off in Nashville, I'll blend in. You put me in the corner of China, I'll find a way to blend in. Italy, I blended in a lot of good wine on the seas. So for me, when I was in Asia or China, I was Hong Kong. I'm enjoying the whiskeys and the selection they have there because they really love their whiskey.
They do.
They love it. The ambiance, the aesthetic in some of the places I was in was phenomenal. So I just try to create different vibes with our product. And that goes into the mash bill. I believe that consistency is really important. Like, even when you're at some of these places, you see, like, Americans or foreigners walk in or Asian guys walk in. You know, they're sticking to what they know, but then they're open to try a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. But most of the people that I've met would like a smooth product.
Right. Yeah, and I mean, your product, like I said, is the smoothest. Like, that rye I had last year was like, and it's award winning now.
Right.
Now, you mm-hmm. said you won an Ascot for it.
Yeah.
But what exactly is that accolade? Like, because, you know, people know what the Heisman is,
right,
but they might not know what some of the accolades are for bourbon.
So an Ascot, there's a bunch of awards you can win, but Ascot is pretty high up in that territory. Fred Minnick is one of the guys who are at the higher end of the, I guess, the totem pole of, you know, picking out the products. But
he's a good dude. He's
great dude. Yeah, great dude. And you get all these bourbon guys and whiskey drinkers. They're on this panel. There's dozens of them, right? And for each product that comes through blindly, they're trying it. Now, like I said earlier, it's 1,200 products. So each person is blinding a numbered cup. And they're grading that numbered cup. Let's say my numbered cup was number 50, right? So they're putting, oh, for number 50, it has these notes, that note, this note. And then all at the end, I guess there's some score that they do to add up all of the good qualities or bad qualities that subtract from your product. And then you end up getting, I guess, a double platinum or platinum or gold score or bronze score. And we ended up getting the platinum, and that's the biggest one you can get.
That's fantastic. That's absolutely incredible. Well, we have four different bottles here.
Nice.
Yeah, and we can maybe, you know, get to sampling if you don't mind.
Indulge.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's
always with that.
Let's grab grab a couple cups and let's do the thing. So the first one here, we have the classic Mr. and Mrs. Black Label.
Yeah, that's right. Mine.
That's the blue label.
Oh, the blue label. Sorry. Oh, it is the blue label. Yeah. Right. So what makes this one unique?
That one unique. That one is a high rye bourbon. So once you pour it up, you'll get it on the nose. It'll be for sure vanilla bean, for sure butterscotch, and the rye makes it pop just a little bit, enough to call it bourbon. So that's why I like that.
Now, like for newbies, and I'm not saying I'm an expert by any stretch. You know, when you're talking about notes and you're talking about mash bill, bourbon, I know it's supposed to be 51% corn.
Right.
And then the remaining is where you get the, you know, the flavors.
Right, right.
Like that.
Well, yeah, so, you definitely get the, you know, oh, you get like the other supporting.
Yeah,
yeah, the right. Other supporting flavors. And that's, and then, so like for this guy, I believe, I think the rye is 21. I think it's 21 okay. rye and like 67 corn,
yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. So
yeah, it has to be at least 51,
right? At least 51, can, right, yeah. Right. But the rye is heavy on in that bill, and then the rest is barley.
All right. Well, cheers, fellas.
So cheers.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a little taste. Definitely on the nose. You're right. You definitely get that sweetness on the nose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you definitely taste the rye. It does have a pronounced, you know, bold flavor. But still, man, your stuff is so smooth.
Yeah, it goes down really easy.
Yeah
really like easy. It really does. Like, there's like, I mean, for something to have such a high like rye in there, and 21% is pretty decent.
Yeah, like, solid.
Yeah, I mean, it has the it has pepper. You know that peppery taste.
Yeah, it has that. Yeah, it has a little bit of that. But I'm not gonna lie. Like our blenders and distillers are amazing, and I always brag on them because it's obviously not me cooking this stuff up, right?
So even though you sound like it,
because I'm like I know they can kind of get what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
So I'm in there with them in the lab. Like, hey, this is kind of what I want, just kind of what I'm going for. And it's like music and a producer, right? Like you have an artist, and the artist could have all the creativity, but that producer, that can be the difference between your song being an album cut or a hit record.
Right.
True.
That's a good point.
This is this effect.
But you mentioned vanilla and butterscotch.
Right.
And I definitely got those, especially on the nose. Like to me, like, and again, like, I'm not going to pretend like I'm, I don't have the most refined palate. I don't want to, like, you know, act like I'm better at this than I am.
Like,
you know,
you're giving out the ribbons.
Yeah, yeah. But I feel like, you know, I feel like I speak for a lot of the people in this
just
area.
The average everyday man.
The average Louisvillian's a little bit more familiar with bourbon than, you know, someone who's in Topeka, Kansas.
Right.
You know, or something like that. But that doesn't, certainly doesn't mean you're an expert, or you have such a refined palate that you can't, you know, enjoy certain
things. That's a thing, because like, it's enjoyable. Like,
that's what
you
I'm saying.
Bourbon, and even if you don't know everything, all the ins and outs, like this is something that you can enjoy. Like, it's like, oh, okay, this is my type of, like, I'm speaking for me, this is my type of drink, right? Like,
this is what
I like. This is, if you're a bourbon lover, if you're someone that's into it, like, this will be your type of
and drink. That's why the Blueface does really well. Like, people enjoy that. And I personally hand-selected that for others who maybe aren't used to bourbon and wanted to get into it. Because it's really good. It's a really good approachable, you know, product.
That's the perfect word to say. Because I feel like it's... I mean, with the highest level of respect to, you know, Jim Beam or something like that. Like, you know, there's your intro bourbons, but this is nuanced enough that you can appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not so intimidating.
Right.
And your price point also makes it so approachable that it's not going to scare away people that are like, hey, maybe I want to try something a little bit fancier.
Different. Yeah.
But I'm not, you know, I'm not going to get scared away by price or complexity or anything like that. It's complex enough that there's nuance in that. Like, that sip I had, I got the vanilla notes and everything like that, but it's smooth enough that it's not going to scare me away.
It's crazy. Like, those are really the only notes that I pick up. Anything else is like, oh, it's too much for me. Like, it's too much. I can't. I really can't even enjoy it as much as I would like.
Right.
But those notes for sure. Like, even if I try other products that I like that's where I kind of hover around. So here's some other brands. Like, I like what Willett does with Rowan's Creek, Noah's Mill, and I like the McKenna product. So I have other products I sip on because it's good with me, you know, but that's kind of where I'm going. And obviously the Wellers, they're all weeded, so I'm fine
smooth,
with that.
Yeah,
I'm fine with that. That's all day.
Nice, nice. So no, that one was fantastic. And that again is the blue label.
Yeah,
the
Blueface.
Blueface, nice. So good stuff there, Mr. and Mrs. The Blueface label, high rye content,
yep,
but still smooth enough, mm-hmm, and still sweet enough, especially on the nose.
Yeah.
Like, you really get that on the nose. So it's not, don't be scared of it.
Of course not. I mean, I had a lot of my lady friends open the Volves before we even got it to our bourbon friends. Like, it's levels of what I do as far as, like, tasting subjects and tastings. Mm-hmm. So the first phase was all my lady friends. They nosed all the Volves I had, and then they picked out all the ones they liked.
Okay.
And then those are the ones we used to
bring to the bourbon. That's a good idea.
Smart.
So all
smart.
My noses is pretty. They all
oh my goodness, pretty.
They all nose pretty, yeah.
Because, like, they're a lot better than that. Than us.
Yeah,
oh, for sure.
No, 100%. 100%. You want something approachable that everybody can enjoy. And, I mean, that's it. Man, again, just knocking it out of the park, man. All right, so before we get to some more bourbons, let's take a slight deviation. I got to ask you about the TBT.
Right.
And how things are going. We saw the picture today. I'm not asking you to divulge any secrets.
You'll get to. But if you want to.
I mean, so we saw some cool stuff there. But just how's it going? You know, I know you guys had a great experience last year. Maybe not the outcome you wanted. But still, just it was a terrific turnout, a terrific product last year. And just what's it like, you know, being back with those guys again?
I think it's so much fun just being around each other. Because you get to a point when you're pros, it's really tough. Like, you know, every year you're changing teams, or if you're not changing teams, you're for sure changing countries, right? And you don't really get to see the guys you saw that or used to be around that you built the bond with. And then also there's guys coming back. Like, I never hooped with David Johnson, mm-hmm, right? But I never hooped with Earl, you know. So yeah, it's like, right, you know, when we see them coming around or coming to the games, even Jordan Awar, he was at the games last year. So this is dope having that ambiance. So that's what's really great about this. I think it's the environment and just hanging out with the guys, just being bros again.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. So I mean, just some new additions that we do know, like Montrez coming and playing this year. What do you think his addition is going to do to the team?
I think it's a huge addition. You get a lot of basketball play in the pocket. You get a lot of you can switch now. He can switch 1 through 5. He's very intelligent. He's a high IQ player, and he holds people accountable. In this day and age, I'm cut from a cloth where, you know, you can curse me out, whatever, as long as there's a positive reaction out of that, and we get results, I'm fine. And Trez is that person. Like, he's gonna bring energy and he's gonna hold you accountable, and that's what I like. I like everybody being held accountable. Yeah.
Also, along those additions, you got Chris Jones. We've seen some of the clips from the runs. It seems like you guys are having a lot of fun going at each other. What's it like having a Chris on the team?
Nah, Chris could hoop. Like, yeah. Chris never, it wasn't no doubt about that. Like, he could hoop. He's like Trez, about like the point guard position, you know, and he's one of the better point guards I've ever seen play. So he could hoop. However way is cut, that's, mm-hmm, I don't think there's anything more to elaborate on that, but he's one of the better hoopers. To me, a hooper is someone that plays both sides, that needs plays, that doesn't need plays. He can use ball screens, he can shoot, he can play one-on-one, and he got dog enough. He was like, man, forget it, I'll guard the four if I have to. Like, right. I like hoopers, mm-hmm, like, and he's one of them.
That's awesome stuff. Well, the TBT getting underway July 20th, TBT Lou 15. Use that promo code, get 15% off your TBT Lou tickets. That's TBT Lou 15. We're going to be airing them right here on our airwaves. We're very excited about that. Pops and Drew, I think, are going to be on the call again for that. Pops, by the way, sends his regards. He's in New York taking care of some business.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so yeah, he sends his love, man. But yeah,
he's
bummed he's not here. He's in his element in New York, you know. So
I'm happy to take his spot today.
Yeah, Jeff is more than excited to tag in. He's like, I get to talk to Russ and drink bourbon.
Yeah.
Sign me up, man. For sure.
It's love.
For sure. So, all right, well, let's get back to the bourbon. What do we got next up here? Next is
the Ville label product. So that's weeded. You know, I like to keep it. Like I said, it's going to be whatever small batch or single barrel we do, it's going to be the same. So that Ville label is weeded. It's 105 proof. I have a weeded label that's cast at 120 and 112. Then I have another weeded at 110, and I have another weeded at 100. So that one's somewhere
trying
in the middle.
Trying to party, Russ.
Yeah,
trying to make
say,
sure everybody
gets
the party.
Man,
right?
Yeah, whatever you want, we got it.
Oh, this is awesome. All right, let's give this one a try.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's more my speed right there. That's it. That's the one for me. That's the one.
Again, man, it's so smooth.
That's the one.
Everything is smooth. Like,
wow.
The Ville label, yeah, that's the
that's the one. Good. So yeah, that's
that one. It's not as – I didn't get as much sweet on the nose.
No.
Not as much vanilla or butterscotch or anything, but that is – that weeded is smooth, man.
Yeah, that's like more up my alley, the smooth. Like, the sweet is – the butterscotch, that's really good too, but just for my palate, that's the one right
Yeah,
there.
No, that one's – that's that one's, and that's not to say the –
No, not at all.
But we did jump 15 points, so, I mean – we did jump 15 points, so it could be, you know, stuff. And that's a different build, too, you know, so completely different. But, yeah, that one is actually really
now when you
really
say 15
smooth.
Points, you mean?
The proof points.
Proof points.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
Yeah,
so this one's going to have – so you would expect a higher proof that it would, you know, put some hair on your chest.
Right.
That.
That's why I said that's
but
the
it's,
one.
But it's not.
But it's not
because
much.
Of the weeded in there.
Right.
It kind of mellows
it
out. It
mellows it out for sure.
Right. But it will get you from point A to point B.
For sure. Like if you have Jeff enough of it, yeah. If you have enough of it, you won't be feeling nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real warm, cold day. That's for sure.
Now, I feel almost like I'm asking a father who his favorite child is.
Yeah, for sure.
But of the four that you've brought, we have two other ones here to try. But like, what is your favorite? Like,
God,
I mean,
damn,
I'm sure you like all of them. But if there's one that you're just like, I mean, you could say you could look at it two different ways. One, your personal palate,
right?
But also one that you're just really proud of that you've made.
You know, it was crazy. I send all of them to market, so for me, it's like, I enjoy all of them just as equally, or I wouldn't send them to market.
It's true.
You know, I wouldn't proof them higher or proof them down. But what I'm really proud of, though, I'm proud of how that Blue Label mash bill is aging.
Mm,
I'm
okay.
very excited about that. So we had a different product when we first released from that mash bill, and then now, night and day. But then I'm also proud of how the rye turned out, because a lot of people don't like, I guess they say ryes are too brash, and you know, too hairy, too strong, too spicy.
Right.
So
not yours, man. I'm
not mine.
You,
right?
Blew me away last year when we did that.
And then Angels, obviously, Angels Envy finishes their stuff in port.
Right.
So what I wanted to find was something that's kind of in the middle of bourbon and Angel's Envy when we were doing our rye, and that's as close as we can get. So I'm very proud of that.
Nice. Well, I mean, we got great stuff here. We got two more to try. I don't know what your time frame is, Sean. Like
we're good.
Okay. You guys good? Okay.
I do want to ask, outside of the bourbon, Russ, and we're gonna keep getting to that. I know the Russ Smith story, the movie. It came out, correct? Is that a thing that's in production, or what's that about?
Oh, well, that's being worked on.
Okay.
And it's something in the back burner right now.
Okay.
You know, it's being teased a little bit, but I have no hands-on stuff with that, right? Because I don't know film.
I
don't
know
how that works. I just stay out of it. But once we get some movement, some serious traction on it, people would know.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I just saw a clip of that on social media. I was like, man, I gotta ask Russ about the Russ Smith movie.
Right.
I got a namesake. I know your dad was doing some stuff around it, so I had to ask about it.
Nah, for sure.
Yeah, I gotcha. Okay, boy, let's we can get back into
let's get back in. But yeah, I mean, you got completely forgot about the movie.
It's so much like, dude's doing everything.
You really are a renaissance man. You're just everywhere, dude. Yeah, for sure, dude.
So I was like, Russ Smith's got getting a movie that's coming out? Like,
completely forgot about that. Yeah,
like dude's getting his jersey retired. He's got the bourbons. He's scoring 100 points.
That's pretty crazy. That's a pretty wild life. I can't wait till we really till after August or after September, and I can really indulge into what we really have going on with this company. It's going to blow everyone's mind. We're literally sitting on like a time bomb. So
I'm looking forward to that, man, and we'll definitely
be talking about that as we get closer to that point. For sure. All right, so the next one we got, we have a TBT, the basketball tournament. Yellow.
That's a single barrel. Okay.
So what's that mean?
So it's a single barrel, means the juice in there came out of one barrel, and that's at 95 proof. We kind of simmered it down because we don't know. Because normally stuff that comes out the barrels a little bit higher. The proof is 120-ish, 125-ish. So we were like, all right, some TBT fans might not be used to that proof point. So we had to think about that. So now we put it at 95. We feel that's respectable. Mm-hmm. We still want to respect, I guess, the bourbon industry standards of a single barrel. Mm-hmm. I don't want a single barrel something and make it 85 proof.
Yeah, like, right. You don't want it to be too weak, right? Yeah.
So there we have it.
All
right. And it's weeded, too. And it's weeded. So
now, smell it on the nose. This one isn't as sweet as the Blue Face to me. I'm not catching that. But I am catching a little bit sweeter notes on the nose than the Ville bottle. Am I crazy to say that?
Nah, I don't think you are. The weeded one can be tricky when we start going up and down and start doing the batches. Because on the three products we have a White Oak Tree, a 110 Green Face, and then the Cash Shrimp Wheat, they all drink different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we would go to the corners of Kentucky, and there would be people that were saying the White Oak taste is more like tobacco, and then the Green Oak was, I mean, the Green Face was honey and oats and a bunch of stuff, and then the Cash was, butterscotch and vanilla. We were getting so many different things, but...
Well, let's give it a try. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Shindan. That one's definitely, it's very, very light.
Mm-hmm.
It's light. Very good. Yeah, I would say
a really smooth finish.
Smooth finish, but very, very light on the palate. Mm-hmm. Like, that is, it's like the Pinot Noir of
bourbon.
I mean, there's still flavor on it. I don't want, people sometimes think, like, when you say, like, light on the palate, they think that, like, you're saying weak. I'm not saying weak.
No,
that's not weak at all. Very smooth, though. Very light.
That's good. God damn, that's good.
I love it. They're marrying on papa.
I know. You're a proud papa.
I'm proud of that.
Like, coming home with straight A's or, you know, making the basketball team or something. You're like, that's my boy.
We're talking about Russ Smith. We ain't making a basketball team.
I don't know.
That's just a bad analogy.
You're right. I've got three shots of bourbon in me. I'm speaking in tongues over here. No, but seriously, that one is really, really light on the palate. That's really, really, but it's still good. It still drinks like a bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that totally makes sense with what you were trying to do.
Yeah.
You know, for people that, I mean, this is going to be sold everywhere, right?
Right. So that goes online, I think, sometime this week, or it's already online.
Okay.
It's online. Yeah, it's online. You can get the TBT single barrel.
Awesome.
Definitely add that to your collection. We're going to do more stuff with the TBT, so got to get their single barrels.
What's that relationship been like for you, the company, and TBT? Because obviously you're playing in it, but like, you have a business relationship with the company. So what's that been like for you?
We want to grow with the TBT. We feel that it's a great tournament. I personally believe it's the second best league in America from a talent standpoint.
Okay.
You have all the pros that are coming back playing. So you got the NBA, and then you got a lot of pros that are playing in the TBT. Talent-wise, it's amazing. But from a business standpoint, we can maximize and grow together. I mean, what better way to connect fans together over spirit? Because we can potentially do labels next year or for the Cincinnati team or the Shaq's team or Money Mayweather's team. Imagine how crazy them fans would go.
Oh, man, that'd be awesome.
You know, and for the TBT, it's doesn't really cost nothing. You're expanding the brand. You're giving out memorabilia. And you're keeping the people, the team's happy. You're giving them an opportunity to expand their brand.
Yes.
So it's been great, and I think they see it too. They see the value, and these bottles are only proof.
Nice, nice. Well, we have some texters asking where they can go for the signings, and I want to remind everybody that they've done a couple signings already in the state that Jeff reminded me already happened.
I was like, yeah, because when you said the Bowling Green, this is what caught me off guard. I was like, oh, my peeps down in Bowling Green already met Russ. So yeah. I was like, okay, yeah, all right, yeah. What's going on?
Nah, we killed them in Bowling Green. Bowling Green was lit. I mean, it was storming. It was a big ass, like, I guess, thunderstorm. It's raining, ice balls, and it was about 70, wow. 80 people in there, and we was just pouring up. It was dope. Like, oh, nice. Yeah, awesome. Everybody was chilling at the table. But we got another one, I think, this Friday. The Friday's the 12th,
yeah.
Right?
July 12th. Yes. Yeah, 5:30 to 7:30 Central Time. Yeah, the Liquor Barn in Owensboro.
That's going to be
location.
A zoo. I'm telling you, the Liquor Barn there is about the size of this room. But,
oh, man.
But there's like 100. Last year, it was like 100 people in there, and they didn't do the radio stuff. And then there's a guy that normally comes. He sells food out of his truck. Mm-hmm. It's fire. The food is crazy.
Oh, food trucks are always lit.
It is crazy. And he came late when the signing was over. He's like, man, I was upset. I missed it. Like, you know, he was mad. Yeah. But this year, they all going to be there early. So it's going to be
like a mini event.
Of course. I ain't going to lie. All of our signings are good-ass times. Like, we did. We was in Fort Thomas.
Yeah. Up in Cincinnati.
Fort Thomas was crazy. We did like 150 bottles up in Fort Thomas.
Awesome.
I was there for an hour and a half. Everybody was in there chilling, music playing. So our Bourbon Signs is a good time, man. It's a lot of fun. So if you could come out the one, definitely come out the one. You could drink with me, drink with your buddies, bring people and hang out. And it's a good time. That's all I got to say.
We got some locally coming up soon.
Yeah, we got a couple coming up locally here. There, July 13th, 3:30 to 5:30. That one will be at the Kroger Wine and Spirits here in Louisville on Breckenridge Lane. July 15th, 5:30 to 7:30, the Liquor Barn in Middletown.
Yeah.
And then July 16th, my girlfriend's birthday, 5:30 to 7:30 at the Liquor Barn Outer Loop. So a lot of times here at the 502.
The day we dropped the Ville bottles, there were people out waiting in lines to get them. And there's only four or five locations.
Right.
So there's only like three locations in Louisville. So, I mean, people should go out and get their bottles now before it get crazy once the TBT and the games start. Mm-hmm. So, shout out to everybody that got their bottles now, because I don't think there's any left in Bowling Green. I know for sure there's none left in Fort Thomas. Owensboro, they're probably going to be gone. And when I checked in on Middletown, there weren't many left, so I don't know what's going on at the other sites, but I'm pretty sure that's dwindling down too.
Yeah, right. So,
and I'm bringing some people with me to some of my friends.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, some of my friends. I didn't want to put it out there, you know, early. I don't know who I'm gonna bring. So
we do.
You got to come and see.
Right. There we go. There you go. There you go.
There it is.
Yeah,
this is what we love here.
No, that's
called
awesome.
Great radio. No. You heard it here first. He's bringing friends to him, so be sure to be at his at the different signings across the city of Louisville to get your TBT bottle signed by Russ Smith.
And I'm telling you, the rye, this is it.
That's the award-winning one, man. That's the award-winning one.
Can we get one more pour real absolutely. Fast of this bad boy? I'm telling you, this one is – it blew me away last year when we had it. It's fantastic. So, yeah, here you go. Pass it around. Pass the bottle around.
I haven't had this one yet. So.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I'm looking forward because Nick's been
No,
been
I'm
putting...
serious. I almost fell out of my chair last year when I tried this. It blew me away how smooth it was.
Nah, I was the same way.
Yeah, no, we'll get a pour for you too, buddy. All right, here we go.
Cheers, man.
Gin Don. Absolutely.
I see what you mean, Nick. Oh, yeah. That one. Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. Dude, that shit just dissolved.
That was easy.
No, that's
you can get in trouble with that.
That is the smoothest rye bourbon I have ever had.
That thing dissolves. Yeah. That thing is good.
Seriously. Yeah. I had that at Tav when you were sampling it out, and I literally said, I was like, that's dangerous. That is way too smooth and way too tasty.
I feel like... I don't know. For me, I feel like I know. I kind of have an idea of what the people want. So when we were in there doing these, the samples or whatever, I'm like, Yeah, somebody could get in trouble with that. Oh, so we should probably put that in the bottle.
Absolutely. You think that's water, man. It just goes down so
seriously,
smooth,
it's
man.
So, and but I mean, nah, you still get like, no, you know, yeah, the boldness and the peppery of the rye, but it's
like
just,
it tastes good. Like it tastes really, really good. It goes down so smooth. Yeah, you can get in some, oh man, I can have another pour. Hold on, man. Hold on.
It's
still
a,
90 proof.
It's like still
a mellow rock song. Like, it's like mellow, like heavy metal. Like, it's seriously, it's so good.
And
so
I can't wait till we get to the point, too, where we can start putting out more, like, cuter age statements. Like, I like to see a Mr. and Mrs. Bourbon 9 or 10 year, a 12. Yeah. Well, I have a 12 or 13 year out already, but more so, like, consistency, like, consistently. So, but once that happens.
Yeah, you can't do fast forward because you're still a young company.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
It's now like, you're still growing. So, but that's the cool thing. It's like, we watched you as a basketball player. I mean, obviously, you're still playing basketball, but like now we're watching you as a businessman and we're watching your business grow. Yeah. Like, so we're watching it in real time.
This
and it's
real
like,
time.
Wow, this is awesome. Like, so when you are the next whatever, it's like, man, I remember when Russ was hanging out with me and Nick in the studio, you know, tier two of the TBT, and now is Mr. and Mrs. is the bourbon. Right?
Oh, man.
So it's awesome.
We're on our way, though. I tell you that. We're very close. I give it August and September. After those 2 months, there should be some real serious movement, and I'm looking forward to it.
That's awesome. Well, Pops did want me to tell you. He just said, "Tell Russ that for what it's worth, like I'm so proud of you."
I appreciate
it. He wanted you to know that he's just like everything that you're doing on the court, off the court. Everything that you've grown into, he is like he's your biggest fan.
I appreciate it. We just working, doing what everybody else doing.
Working hard,
having fun, of course.
Well, that's awesome stuff. We appreciate you coming by. Before we get you out of here, just do you have any thoughts on another guy who's working, Pat Kelsey? What you know,
Pat,
your thoughts
absolutely.
On what he's doing?
No,
with the,
man, I'm a big fan. I'm giving my support. Like I want people to do well. Like I want people to succeed, and I want this university, it's my alma mater, to succeed. Right. When my number went in the air, it meant something because this school is one of the best schools, you know, from in basketball collegiate history. So for me, there's a level that it has to stay at. Mm-hmm. And I don't want any drop off from that level, because for me, from a competitive standpoint, like I met the bar and the bar was high.
Yeah. Right.
So I want that bar to always be met. And Coach has, you know, my support. I'm always cheering for him, rooting for him. I'm rooting for the guys. I'm rooting for the players. They're getting paid now. It's amazing. And I just want everyone to do well. And I want business to thrive downtown. So just economically as well, like I just want everybody to do well. Mm-hmm. So I'm just, I don't know, just a positive person, right? I just want it all to work. So.
Right. That's awesome, man. Well, Russ, man, you are welcome back anytime, man. And thank you so much. And best of luck. And get out there. We'll retweet the schedule of where you can go for these signings. And yeah, just thank you so much, man.
I appreciate you guys having me. Let me just stop in. So hell yeah.
You're welcome back anytime. I mean, you're welcome to bring bourbon. But, you know, we love seeing you.
We
you
come bearing gifts all the time, brother.
That's what's up. Well, we appreciate it, man. Russ Smith with us. TBT gets underway July 20th. TBT Lou 15. If you want 15% off your tickets, use that promo code there. We'll take a bottom of the hour break. It's the V Show. Chef Icy Jr., Nick Valvanowin for Bobby B. ESPN 680 105.7.
Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has 4 area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Aircoy Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
More V-Show with Bob Valvano is now, right here on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
The V-Show!
It's a completely different show right now.
Yeah, look, it's only how Nick Valvano could do it. About 267-9680 is the phone number. I'm Phil Baker. Nick Valvano was taking pictures. Tanner was freaking out. I was like, where the hell did Nick go?
Sorry.
I stole your headphones. And
Is that what I look like with the plastic on?
Yes.
You look
I told you that yesterday.
I look like a Mickey Mouse. Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say I looked like an idiot. But
didn't realize I looked like an idiot. Like that's it's good to see now. So anyway, Leaps, how are you, buddy?
Great.
Did you get your photo op?
Yeah, we got our photos.
Make sure Streamel and Russ get a photo together. I need that to happen. Or don't.
Streams, can you take a photo with Russ?
Awesome. It is the V Show. Sorry, I just hijacked the show. The music was playing. Tanner was freaking out.
Tanner was a little verklempt, so we jumped in here and we said, you know what?
We got
it's fine.
This.
Nick, you've just handled a tremendous interview for a...
I think he thought Russ was in here.
Russ has left the building.
Russ is gone.
Thank you. I appreciate that. 14 years. Yeah.
Happy anniversary.
Congratulations. Yeah. Man.
Happy anniversary, my friend.
Thank you, Mark. I'll leave you guys alone. I'm sorry interrupting your show.
What a way to end the show. That's awesome.
So did you get to sample any little good stuff?
We sampled all four. We sampled the Blue Label.
What did I just have?
You had the Ville. You had the TBT one.
I mean, that's apropos, I guess.
Yeah, no, you got the weeded one. It was probably very smooth, right?
Much so.
Yeah, you enjoyed it. The weeded one. They also have a TBT one that's 95 proof. That's a little bit on the lighter on the palate side.
Right.
That they're selling, you know, around for people that maybe aren't as experienced with bourbon. And then we had the award-winning rye, which is the best rye bourbon I've ever had. I can say that with full honesty. I'm not blowing smoke up anybody, that stuff. And if you don't believe me, believe the...
I believe you. When have I ever doubted you, Nick?
No, but you notice Nicholas. My voice didn't get high?
It didn't. That's why I believe you. That's my tell with you.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. These headphones are terrible, Nick. And this is like,
it's only coming out one side. Like,
save that for the mixtape, Sofro. I can't get the nonverbal cues down because whenever there's like a delay with headphones on, and I don't know how that's even possible when I'm 2 feet away from you.
I don't even know whose headphones those are that I stole.
There's probably a reason
I was mocking you.
They're not very good.
Yesterday, throughout the show.
To what?
I think they were handed to you. I'm not sure. I remember who handed them to you. But
no,
that was right before.
I found them. I found them and I stole them.
We went through our Marvel.
I heard you felt like you were cheating on me because
it was Comic Con and you weren't there.
I know. I was cleaning my retainer. You and I were talking about a boxing class possibly coming up next week.
Probably should not have had bourbon as I'm waiting to see if I'm getting into my 5:30 class.
Well, that can make that even much more interesting if you do that. But did you all get to talk about the Rick Pitino tweet that was out
No,
there?
Evidently he...
Okay, so you didn't see... So Rummage is all back in. It's great. So I said, Rummage, are you sitting down? He was. Rummage was not happy with some of the comments from... Rick Pitino on KSR, going on KSR, I would say. He has now tweeted this. It warms my heart to see the guys together. Let's win this thing at Rusticulous. Sell your great bourbon, comma, no drinking it.
Well, I will share something from last year's TBT, which I don't know if I've ever mentioned. And
well, we got you feeling
I have,
like Russ's bourbon.
Yeah, it has a bourbon. It's okay.
Oh, this is how we end the onion.
I think it was our second game. We brought the team into one of the rooms in the hotel, and Coach Pitino was on FaceTime and talked to everybody for a few minutes and talked to him about what it meant and was excited and happy for everybody and wanted us to win and so on. And so that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. That is very cool. Yeah. So
the TBT, it's found a nice little nook in the basketball calendar. That's why I think they've done a nice job of trying to figure out their spot in the calendar of sports where you have that little – The NBA Summer League, this year you have the Olympics with some overlap. But
yeah, and you could say that the stars aligned, whether the portal opened a la Katy Perry or however you want to put it, as Nick didn't hear that. I thought that was kind of
Katy Perry. The portal opening.
Have you seen her portal photo her album?
How can you miss it?
Hence the portal. So I was just saying the stars aligned. Where last year Aiden liked that one in the back.
Do you know she lives like in Simpsonville? We talked about this. Or am I having terrible deja vu?
We did.
I'll never
finish
this thought.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry,
I would kill to run into her at like a Publix. Sorry. Anyway,
may I finish?
Yeah, by all means. Sorry, we're talking about Katy Perry and opening portals, and I've got bourbon in me. I'm sorry. Like I'm hot and bothered.
I didn't know where I was going with
portal,
that one. But
Katy Perry, you were making a comparison.
I was just saying it aligned last year that it was just how it worked, the TBT with everything that was going on with Louisville. That just it was really the perfect fit. Now it's something that can continue for years to come. So it just worked out last year where it was much needed.
And now Double D's tweeting everybody out. There's the delay. Are you messing with me at this point? Because the delay is throwing me off so bad. And we are three. Yeah, now you're definitely messing with me on that. But now Double D tweeted out it's one of the top markets, if not the top market, I believe, in terms of presale tickets for that. Mm-hmm. And then Montrezl Harrell did a little piece in the Players Tribune. I saw that just came out as well. So some folks are sharing the screenshot. I was just so happy. And just Earl Clark is one of those Louisville players. I just see him and smile for whatever reason. I don't know what it is about E5, but he just has this goofiness, but then also like he was a killer on the court. I loved Earl Clark during his time here.
E5? No, like we were talking about this with Jeff Leitze Jr. earlier. And I mean, Leibs, I feel like you can speak to this. I mean, the TBT has kind of been like this lightning rod for just bringing generations of U of L basketball together. And I mean, now you have, I mean, if, just saying, we don't know. But if David Johnson and Earl Clark were to play, he would have, I think, four or five different U of L teams represented.
Right.
You know, along with, you know,
it's incredible.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Some other teams in the Commonwealth.
It just spans all the it just it like crosses those lines, and it's just it's a blurred in a great way that you have all these former Louisville greats together playing basketball, which again. Before all this, right, you'd go and argue, well, this player did this, and this was my favorite player. Who's better, Peyton or Edgar Sosa or Earl Clark or Montrezl Harrell? Now you get to actually see it, for like fans to see them on the floor
right, and
play in like games. It's like it's almost like a video game.
What was the Rocky movie where they were he was older? Was that Balboa?
Rocky Balboa, yeah.
Where they tried
the video game.
Yeah, the video game one. Right. Yeah, that they tried to.
That's
exactly
it.
Yeah, that's
so now, right, this is. This is the great part of that, is that you're basically the memories of people, of all these teams, and they get to see them again.
Yeah.
We talked about it a little bit yesterday. It's phenomenal, but it's like a video game. You're like you're making your teams, right?
Yeah,
you're,
like an all-time team.
Right.
Yeah.
The Steelers team, like I'm a Steelers fan, so teams from the 80s or against Ben Roethlisberger or Terry Bradshaw, but like you're getting to combine some of the Louisville greats. It's fantastic.
Oh, it's awesome. It's like one of those real-life, build a team for $15, and you can pick guys from different generations. Mm-hmm. It's really cool. I don't have headphones on, so I don't know how much time we have left.
It's 2:55.
It's 2:55.
40 till the music is what
40 until the music says Tanner. Okay, awesome.
Can you ask Phil the most important question of the day, please?
Oh, what's a superpower?
No.
Oh, okay. What?
That the MCU has to bring back Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Evans.
Yeah. What do you think is more important, them bringing back? Bringing back the Avengers or incorporating the X-Men?
Not the Avengers. Those two.
No, but I'll give you Chris Hemsworth in Hulk.
He's never gone anywhere though.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like those two have to be brought back in
for this
MCU to take off.
At least to bridge the new wave of whatever
like
they're trying
Civil
to accomplish.
War. Yeah. You can have the other characters as ancillary characters, but you have to have those two. Yes or no?
Yeah, they need to.
So they need some help.
They do need help.
They
need a lot of the music is playing.
The music's playing. All right, cool. Well, we'll bid everybody adieu. Do I have what's on my
no,
face?
No, I just I no, thought you comment on my mustache.
I love your mustache. Leibs' mustache is top tier.
Looks great. And speaking of mustaches, James Strebel. There's no easy transition. Happy 44th birthday to Jessica Simpson. These boots were made for walking. I don't know.